Employees of the newly established Charleston Gazette Mail say they will have to reapply for their jobs after a company meeting held today. The newspaper's publisher announced Sunday the two Charleston papers would combine newsrooms Monday, following the expiration of a Department of Justice ruling. The July 19, 2010 final ruling said the two papers could not fully merge for another 5 years. Many of the business and publishing functions had already been consolidated. During a staff meeting Monday, employees of both papers tweeted that all new staff members would have to reapply for their positions following the merger. Any employee not rehired would be offered a severance package, which would include 1 week's pay for every year they had worked at either paper. Newly hired publisher Susan Chilton Shoemate reportedly said Monday the merger was an economic reality. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Dave Mistich in Charleston.